This is Jad Fair from Half Japanese, and you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Thank you. realize half the time I've been afraid to feel this. Time's gone by, I compromised what I thought I needed. Pages turn when you're around. And with you hear the walls break down. Just stay a while with me. Cause I'm not gonna stop when the sun goes. The changing shapes of love. And now and then, in my head, a place that you're not seeing. You bring me back, your kiss of life. And now I know I'm breathing. Live and love what matters now. And tables turn as I found out. Just stay a while. Cause I'm not gonna stop when the sun goes down. I'm not gonna wait until the stars hit the ground. And I won't run away when the flame burns out. I awaken with visions of the changing shapes. And I say, all I wait is change the shape of love. Beautiful colors in the dark. I never knew I could feel so much, but I know it now. Cause I'm not gonna stop when the sun goes down. I'm not gonna wait until the stars hit the ground. And I won't run away when the flame burns out. I awaken.
quiet. Raps fast thunderclap, I know it's kind of frightening. Look at what that light brought, run with it like a marathon. Sleepy, hollow, headless, and our neighbor calls me Ichabod. Show up on the roof at night, slide right down the chimney. Stuff the stockings, eat the cookies, know I'm never stingy. Awareness that is heightening, muscles that are tightening. Crimson jersey bear. About to swing, so stay back. TGIF, don't you know? I just can't wait to lay back. Stella got that groove back. Turtle got that smooth back. Lee up on that bagger. How the folk that neighbor do that? Dashing L up in that pantine. Water inside that canteen. Dog up in this house, and now his cat is wearing pantos. Like the Nike hats, three stripes like Adidas, dunking like those donuts, and we know you want to eat us. Mind's eye full of the sun at dawn, backpack full of doobies, hiking with no sandals on, the lifeguard calls me Scoob. It's like what's to say. Thank you.
here comes a far-out listener now, somebody who shouldn't really be listening to us by rights.
And how's the reception? Because, as I say, you're miles out of our area.
Well, I can only get you in the kitchen.
Oh. So you have to, sit there for 3 hours a day now, do you?
I have to turn it up really loud so I can hear it all.
And it's all kind of like...
Bleached meat for sale. Bleached meat for sale.
Every Monday.
On WCBN, FM, Ann Arbor.
Noon to 3 p.m.
Yeah! Right.
Woo! Yeah,
and stuff
I
in
love
it.
That song.
Yeah, okay. Gosh, and fantastically yummy.
It is yummy, yes.
Yes, isn't it just?
Hi. This is Michael from Post Prior. You know, being in a band is hard. But being in a band with a grouchy hypoglycemic is even harder. My bandmate Ben was an intolerable f***er for the longest time. Then I found out he was allergic to wheat. So remember, if the musician closest to you is sometimes unpleasant, irritable, or violently unpredictable, have him tested for a food allergy. Gluten-free is the way to be!
You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. I support gluten. Gluten makes food good. But that PSA is funny. You just heard Lydia Lunch, Retrovirus, covering Frankie Teardrop. Not screaming enough, but there you go. That's from the new Lydia Lunch Retrovirus album, Urge to Kill. Before that, Downtown Boys with Tall Boys from the album Full Communism. They were at the Blind Pig on Sunday, and it was... holy smokes. It was good. Before that, the OCs with Withered Hand from Mutilator, Defeated at Last. We heard Little Wings with Light Brang from Explains. We heard Shana Cleveland in the Sandcastles with Itching Around from Oh Man, Cover the Ground. Andrea Triana with The Changing Shades of Love from the album Giants. Eternal Summers with The Roses from Golden Stone. Arthur's Landing with It's a Boy, Alcalino Mix from Second Thoughts. Nozinja with Amaseve Latswalani from Nozinja Lodge. Echoplex with Dubnium 268 from Reflections. Tasu Kitikun with Obscene Camera from Heads. Something with a long French name on the Samus D'Orsier label, which has probably changed its name already, so I'm not going to say what it is. And Square Pusher. I played his entire live set at Movement. And this right now is Roan with Acid Reflex and Young Creatures. It's time for concert info. It's Saturday, May 30th, live on Washington and A Free Outdoor Teen Music and Arts Festival is on Washington Street between 5th Avenue and Division. From 3 to 10 p.m., also Raleigh Tussing and the Midwest Territory Band play a record release show at Hathaway's Hideaway in Ann Arbor. Jim McCarty and Mystery Train at Guy Halloran's, Sugar Blue at Callahan's, Judy Collins at The Ark, Lysen Pilot, and Luddites at PJ's Lagerhouse. Sunday, May 31st, the music stage at Taste of Ann Arbor at Main and Liberty, featuring Misty Lynn, The Big Beautiful, Matt Jones, Near Construction, and Briar Rabbit. Also, Shana Cleveland, who I just played in that last set, along with Emily Roll and Anna Birch at the UFO Factory. Monday, June 1st, Neil Harry from Royal Trucks, along with Nate Young from Wolf Eyes at Trina Soaps. What else? Thursday, June 4th, Martha Reeves at the Liberty Plaza on the corner of Liberty and David Divis. Yeah, it's that free thing that they do during summer, the lunch. I don't know what it's called. It's free, though. What else? Oh, Saturday, June 6th, Minus 9 will do a record release and 9-year anniversary show at Crossroads Bar and Grill in Ypsilanti at 9:09 p.m. with Black Monuments, Wadaboo, and Congress. And Sunday, June 7th, I'm pretty sure it's this date, Quick Sales and Brett Nock and Body Morph at Trinasos. NYR and Julia Lynch, Tuesday, June 9th at Majestic. Actually, it's at Populux. They changed it. Concert info is brought to you by the locally owned Ann Arbor Observer, providing news online and in print. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, and 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., 11:30 p.m. here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. All right, that was concert info. I'm going to play something right now. I did an interview with Dan Deacon when he played at Populux a couple weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. So here's my interview with Dan Deacon, and that's a little bit more to go, and then I'll be out of the building at 6. So keep it locked, WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
To make this official. All right, I'm in the bus. So yeah, how many people are touring in this bus?
It's a 9-person touring party.
Awesome. How many shows have you played so far?
Oh God.
Oh, by the way, my name is Paul. This is the show called The Answer Isn't the Beat here on WCBN FM in Arbor, and this is Dan Deacon.
Hello.
Okay, so.
How many shows? I really don't know. But this is the first show of the last week. So we've had a show every day except for Monday. We've been on tour since the... God, I don't know. Let me count the days off and then we'll know. We had a day off in Louisville. We had a day off in... I don't know, it's been about 7 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So, 6 or 7 weeks.
How much more is there to go?
This is the last week.
Oh, okay.
And then we have 2 days off, and then we go to Europe for a month.
Oh, sweet. Have you, for this tour so far, have you played venues you've played for, or new venues, or is it...
A mixture. Like, I've played this one before, but obviously it's quite different now that it's Populux.
I remember last time you were here, you said that, like, because I was at that show, and you said, like, this was the first time you played in Detroit that wasn't, like, a house show.
Or DIY space.
Yeah.
Because I played the MoCat a bunch and Scrummage a lot.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
And then I played another DIY spot in Hamtramck.
Okay.
But I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, okay. I just moved here in 2009 because I was in New York, New Jersey before that. So what setup do you have for the show? Like, touring and, like...
Well...
How many people playing stuff? Is it...
This show starts solo and then midway through the set becomes a trio with... Rob here on the drums. He just waved hello to everyone listening.
Hello.
And a longtime ensemble member, Chester Gwazda.
Okay.
On the keys, bass guitar, and backing vocals.
Oh, okay, sweet. I guess I kind of want to ask about, like, I guess because I've known you for so long and, like, seen you do shows, but, like, back in the FMU days and all that stuff, as far as, like, the Wham City, like, the whole scene from, like, 8 years ago, a lot of those people still doing stuff, or is it, like, kind of evolved?
Like, Ben O'Brien, who's opening the tour, he's a big part of Wham City Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he works a lot with Alan. Alan still produces a lot of work. Jimmy still produces a great amount of work. Dina Kelberman.
Yeah.
It's really blowing up right now.
Hmm.
Ed Schrader.
Yeah, he was just in Ann Arbor, like, Thursday, I think, but I wasn't doing radio. No, I was at the radio station at that time, so I didn't go, but yeah.
But yeah, I think there's a lot of activity still in the midst. We don't really work a lot as a collective. It's more like individual members within it.
It's like everyone's graduated.
Sort of.
Kind of.
But sometimes we still work. I mean, the comedy is the part where I think has the most still, like, I don't know the right word for it, but they still work under the moniker Wham City more than anything else.
Okay. Is there, like, any central venues? I don't know if I've even been to Baltimore. If I have, definitely not, like, for shows or anything. Mm-hmm. I know other people who are, like, tour there or something sometimes, but, like, are there still venues that are, like, DIY or, like,
I think my favorite venue in Baltimore right now is this venue, The Crown.
Okay.
And it's a legit venue, but it's run in a really DIY fashion and has like that sort of fucked up, run down vibe that a lot of people I think associate with DIY spaces.
Okay.
And it's run by this guy, Brendan Sullivan, who used to be a big part of this space called Open Space.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it's my favorite space in town for a long time now.
Okay. I hope this isn't a weird question, but
no, that's fine.
Are you still in touch with OCDJ? Do you know what he's up to?
Oh yeah, we see each other every couple of months. Not the most. I see Dan Gaeta. Or maybe you wouldn't want me to say that. I see OCDJ. every couple of months. He does merch for Future Islands now.
Yeah, because that's last couple times I've seen them, he was with them.
But I know he's starting to do shows again.
Oh.
So I haven't heard any. I saw him play Baltimore, I don't know, maybe like a month before we left for his tour.
And okay.
It was a crazy show. It was cool.
Yeah, last time. Because, I saw him play with Future Islands at Death by Audio, like. This was 2 years ago. Yeah, a year and a half ago, about. Because, that show sold out in, a minute, but he got me on the guest list. So I just happened to be in town. Mm-hmm. And then I ran into him at South by Southwest last year, because he was touring with them. But
yeah.
I haven't seen Future Islands since then. And because I haven't played in Michigan since then, I don't think.
That's crazy.
And, maybe they have, but just not, Detroit area. I think they might have played, Kalamazoo or something.
I'm sure they'll be coming through the Majestic or something.
I'm sure they will at some point. Oh yeah, who did the artwork for the new album? Is it the same person who did
No, it's
albums?
My friend Joanna Fields.
Okay.
And her Tumblr is her Instagram is crackers666. I think her Tumblr is crackersnet. And Crackers is the name of her cat.
Oh wow.
Sweet. I think it's Crackers. It's got to be Crackers. Never said the word crackers so many times before. I really love her work. When I saw the green glove image on her Instagram, it was right around the time the album was solidifying, and it just shot out at me as
like,